The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Maths, Married at First Sight. It's the trashiest show on television.
You
be watching it? No, it's too trashy for me. But
I mean, trash back telly. I mean, I know
everybody's obsessed
about
Byron
Bears. Yeah,
everybody's obsessed with it. And Beck, the character of Beck, has been in the news. So I don't watch the show, but I had to click on these stories on Perth Now because they're just so bonkers. And the first one was that. So on the show, she was caught. On a visit, was it a visit to Perth, I think?
Yeah.
A visit to Perth.
So she came back to look after a sick dog is what it was. So people who are new to the game, Married at First Sight is where they obviously, is what it is, right? They get married at first sight. They don't meet each other beforehand. And they call it an experiment and take part in
social experiment.
Social experiment. So where they get married to somebody they've never met before. They learn to live with each other in full view of the TV cameras. And they have counselling throughout and we see whether they stay together. And what? Surprise, surprise, none of them ever do. So this is a girl from Perth who's gone on it. And she has been compared to Beck Judd from the very beginning because she looks reasonably similar in that they both have heads. And so she's taken part in the show. She's married somebody, married in inverted commas on screen. And she's come back to Perth during the filming because her dog's got sick, right? Fair enough, real life goes on. During that, the cameras have followed her and there's some footage that's emerged of her being kissed by another man. And so it got brought up in the show, you know, the social experiment, and the counsellors brought her in for a discussion and said, we need to talk about this. She said, it's my brother. Now, if you're going to say something like that, right, you make sure it was your brother. You'd know if it was your brother.
And also, would you even admit that, though? Like, if you've shared a kiss with someone, would you tell national television that it was your brother?
Game of Thrones, hello.
Game of Thrones / Luke Skywalker and Leia. That's not on.
I know. I mean, I know we're in Perth, but come on. Yeah. So she's... you'd make sure it was your brother, wouldn't you? And you'd make sure you weren't telling Porky's if it was going to go on national TV. Well, it has. She then said, actually, it wasn't my brother. It was an old burn, as she called it.
Yeah, what does that even mean?
An old flame.
Is that an old flame?
Is that somebody you burnt? I don't know. it's somebody from her past.
Like, you know you live an interesting life where you think incest is like a reasonable defence for what you're actually doing.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And, of course, the publicity train has just kept going with this because now she's putting pictures up on Instagram, as they all do on the Married at First Sight show. They're all the people that come out of it, you know, will be promoting dog food and protein powders and God knows what else by the rest of it on Instagram. Well, she's there posing away, and there's been speculation that she may have edited her photo to make her backside look bigger and rounder.
Let's talk about this because I saw this photo, and I think people might be split over this because I looked at it and I thought, I don't know if it is Photoshop.
It's not got all the hallmark signs of a Photoshop fail. You know, when you see in the background, there's something that's quite linear, like a...
Yeah,
like
something that's been a bit warped.
Yeah, a fence or something, and it looks warped because you've made it, you know, you've tweaked yourself. Doesn't have any of those signs. But it does, it is quite a pert bottom.
I don't want to comment on anyone's bottom, but certainly I looked at it and I thought, you know, maybe I would give it the benefit of the doubt. The comments have been taken off that post.
Yes, which I don't know whether that's because of the fallout from the show itself, whether she's not happy with that, or whether she just doesn't want to cop any hate, whether she just can't be bothered looking at them. She might have other reasons, but it is interesting that she's taken comments off that particular post, given that, you know, that it does appear that something's not quite right with that photo. Although, why are people editing to make their bottoms
but do you
bigger?
Know what,
How's that become a
this,
thing?
The thing about
Should
this
it be the other
is,
way around?
Have you seen on social media, there are like influencers will do those kind of like reality versus Instagram reality?
Where they'll
do a pose on Instagram where they look amazing and then they'll say, you know, this is what I actually did to create that photo. I turned a bit to the side. I pulled my undies up. Yeah. I did this. I did that.
Held my breath.
And it creates a totally different version of themselves, only for a second that they have to hold it to take the photo. Mm. And so, like, I give people the benefit of the doubt if there's no obvious evidence of Photoshop. That's my policy.
Yes, and you know what? I just wonder why somebody would edit the photos to make the bottom look bigger.
Have you seen the Kardashians? Do you know how many billions of dollars they make from...
At what did that become a thing?
Yeah.
At what point did it become, you need a big bottom? I remember it used to be, does my bum look big in this? No, darling. Now it's, does my bottom look big in this? No. Oh, what do you mean?
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly.
That's what
you
I was going
want
for.
That. You want that.
How is this a thing?
Well, look, it could be seen as a great thing for people.
There we go. Trash bag telly all over.
Fantastic. Nat, thank you very much for being back on the West Live. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thank you, Ben.